I don't say, though, added Barr, that there aren't cases where tech men haven't been bribed. In days when we have 9 emperors in 50 years and 7 of these are assassinated, when every space captain aspires to the usurpation of a viceroyship and every viceroy to the Imperium, I suppose even a tech man can fall prey to money. But it would require a good deal, and I have none. Have you? Money? No. But does one always bribe with money? What else, when money buys all else? There is quite enough that money won't buy. And now, if you'll tell me the nearest city with one of the stations, and how best to get there, I'll thank you. Wait. Barr held out his thin hands. Where do you rush? You come here, but I ask no questions. In the city, where the inhabitants are still called rebels, you would be challenged by the first soldier or guard who heard your accent and saw your clothes. He rose and from an obscure corner of an old chest brought out a booklet. My passport. Forged. I escaped with it. He placed it in Mallow's hand and folded the fingers over it. The description doesn't fit, but if you flourish it, the chances are many to one they will not look closely. But you, you'll be left without one. The old exile shrugged cynically. What of it? And a further caution. Curb your tongue. Your accent is barbarous, your idioms peculiar, and every once in a while you deliver yourself of the most astounding archaisms. The less you speak, the less suspicion you will draw upon yourself. Now I'll tell you how to get to the city. 5 minutes later, Mallow was gone. He returned but once, for a moment, to the old patrician's house, before leaving it entirely, however. And when Onam Barr stepped into his little garden early the next morning, he found a box at his feet. It contained provisions, concentrated provisions such as one would find aboard ship, and alien in taste and preparation. But they were good, and lasted long.